الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن، ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. This morning after the program, I went home. Then the family at home also listening to the programs. She said that, why don't you have this kind of programs every day? And also many friends also requested that. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Damat Barakatum, Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband, when he visited us some time ago, he also said, have a full Khanqah program. Not only like in Ramzan, or once a month or something. And really, many friends also, this is those things that everyone wants. And by our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, about 6 or 7 programs every day throughout the year. All the time these programs used to take place. And as we usually also say, the hospitals for our bodies, there are so many. And if they say we're only going to operate in Ramadan, or they say once a month we'll do operations, what will happen? And we all understand from MashaAllah, Allah reward all the ulama, all the brothers who have been given talks or giving talks, all who have come, the great importance of our spiritual remedies. InshaAllah, we have understood that. So that hospital has to be even more operational. And not one hospital, more than how many hospitals? Take a small town, how many hospitals? Government hospitals, private hospitals, for the eye a separate hospital, for this a separate, how many hospitals? For this, how many hospitals are required? So this is something very, very important. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us understand how important this is and really take it and keep this importance. As we have been listening, many have understood, we do understand that take it and let us apply it and let these hospitals, spiritual hospitals, come alive everywhere. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamullah Fuyudahum, explained that when a person dies, then his name will be entered in one of 3 registers. And that will depend on how we live in this world. And this worldly life is the shortest period. Since Allah created Alam-e Arwah, we were in Alam, our Ruh was also not in existence. Allah created the Arwah. Then it came into existence. And for how long it has been there? We who have been born now, then how long our Arwah were there? So the time then we came in this dunya is the shortest period. From here, Alam-e Barzakh, the life of the Qabr, how long that will be. And then the day of Qiyamah, how long that day will be. And of course, Jannat and Jahannam is forever and ever afterwards. So this is the shortest period. Just like a student studies the whole year, And after that, according to his result, his exam period time 3 hours of paper, perhaps 2 hours of paper, just a short period. But then his whole future depends again on this. So we are just writing that exam, and this is the shortest period. And in this period, as everything else was explained, let us try and correct ourselves. And as has been explained, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained that what we have to do, what is this tazkiyah, what is this islah, this ability, istidad, this ability that we stay away from sin. And we stay away from sin and we fulfill what the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are. Once a person has achieved that, by nature he has become like that. Now sins have become abhorrent to him. He just can't commit a sin. I can give my life, but I can't commit a sin. That attitude comes into us. And Allah's commandments, whichever they are, that I can't stay away from them. I have to fulfill them. No matter what it costs, my life can go, but I have to fulfill Allah's commandment. This is what is that Islam. That is all. And if that comes into a person, alhamdulillah, everything is achieved. And that is what the lesson that we have to learn. And the imtihan is continuous, all the time. One step out of your house, you see a woman, your imtihan is being taken. Now you are going on your way to masjid, but now suddenly somebody comes, Monana, or whoever you are, this is a very important, urgent matter here, and we have to attend to it now. Now your namaz is there. Now what do you do at that time? All the time, thoughts which come to us, different type of thoughts. So we are faced with these challenges all the time. So this is the test that we are being put through. And Allah Ta'ala reward all our friends, the ulama who have been giving these talks, how beautifully they have explained it, how they have explained the importance of the various aspects of Islah, the importance of Islah itself, how Islah has to be made, etc. May Allah let us benefit from all this. What does, if we make one, as we try to explain, one common method of Islah for the whole ummah is correcting our namaz. If we make effort on that, insha'Allah al-Aziz, our whole Islah will be made. Together with that, a few reminders that we usually give. One is of reading salawat, durood on Nabiya Akram sallallahu. This is also one very, very important aspect. And there are many amongst us, hopefully all of us, that we know the great value of Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Qutb al-Aqtab. What a position Allah had given him, and the clear proof of it is that Allah gave him resting place at the feet of the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, at the feet of Ummahatul Mu'mineen in Jannatul Baqi. What more do we want? Hazrat expresses so much that whatever difficulty comes, and he says it's my experience and the teachings and experience of our Mashayikh, whenever any difficulties come, resort to Salawat, Durood Sharif. We don't understand the connection, but definitely Durood Sharif is that. And one thing is, whatever is coming in this world has come from Allah, by the command of Allah. And the difficulty, problems we find ourselves in, to come out of it, we can't get out of it. A person who's drowning, he can't come out. He needs somebody to come and help him, to take him out. A drowning person can't save himself. You need somebody, a lifesaver, and he will come and save you. So when we are in these problems, we need the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Now very easy, all of us just think, what are those things whereby the rahmat of Allah is drawn? We have a financial problem, we go to some financial advisors. Does Allah's rahmat come on there? Is there asbab? No problem. But there's Allah's rahmat, did it cross our mind, we raised somewhere, we heard somewhere, that Allah's rahmat comes on that. You got a medical problem, you go to a doctor, you go to the hospital, best doctor. No problem also according to Sharia, you can go. But did we ever read that by that Allah's rahmat comes down? And it is Allah's rahmat that when it comes down, that our problems get solved. You have another problem, a marriage problem, you go to a counselor. We ever heard that Allah's rahmat comes down when you go to a counselor? No, we don't hear that. So we have to do all those things by which Allah's rahmat. So Durood Sharif is one of those things by which Allah's rahmat comes pouring down. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that it is the experience of our elders and my experience, Hazrat Shaykh said, that whenever a person, people were afflicted with a problem, then by Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala removed it. Durood Sharif, Tawbah Istighfar. When a person makes Tawbah Istighfar, Allah's Rahmat comes down in torrents on that person also. Allah loves that person who makes Tawbah Istighfar. At one time, I informed our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that when I make dua, only istighfar tawbah comes on my tongue. I was expecting quite a bit of a reprimand that you have to make dua for many other things. Hazrat said, Mubarak, as for tawbah istighfar, then you are on the super highway to reach Allah. Allah loves tawbah istighfar. So that has to come on our tongue. And the reality, where we know the reality, Allah forgive us. Those who know the reality, that's a different story. But just that you accept that I'm faulty, that I'm bad, I'm wrong. Today, that is not in us also. That when argument, husband and wife, we go to pains to prove I'm right, she's wrong. And she goes to pains to prove she's right, the husband is wrong. In all arguments, we go to court cases. And they are also the highest court that I'm right, they are wrong. That is all we want to prove. And yea, by Allah, that I'm wrong. I am faulty. Then Allah's rahmat comes on that person. So this is, I wish the rahmat, just to give you one little idea also, on one occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was sitting, in which was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and mashallah, somebody did mention this already. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present, and a person of the caliber of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Ba'd al-Anbiya, there is no position of anyone but the position of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So that person was telling terrible things about Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling. Hazrat Abu Bakr looks up at Nabi Akram. I'm being humiliated like this. I'm being accused like this. I'm being taunted like this. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling. It carries on. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu thinks, let me say one word in my defense. He says one word and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face changes and he becomes upset and he walks away from there. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Nabi, when he was telling me it is terrible, I am your bosom friend. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rafiqihi fil asfar, wa aminihi ala al-asrar. What was the position? And then you were smiling. And now when I say one word in my defense, you become upset and you walk away. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, oh Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as long as you were making sabr, by sabr also Allah's rahmat, you kept quiet. Allah appointed a farishta. And I was seeing he was answering. On your behalf, he was giving answers. And when you spoke, then Allah Ta'ala became upset, and when which gathering Allah is upset with, Allah's Nabi can't be in that gathering also. So I walked. So this is, we have to see all those things by which Allah's rahmat comes down. Sabr, wasta'inu, you've got a problem, then you seek help. Wasta'inu bisabri, first was sabr. Wasta'inu bisabri was salah, and then namaz also. All those things, namaz, when we have a problem, think to ourselves, do we ever resort to namaz? Let me make dua to Allah, let me ask Allah for his help. Sadaqah, this is another thing by which Allah's rahmat comes down. Whether you give a small little bit also, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Da'amat Barakatum says, give 1 rand a day. According to a person's position, give how much you can give. So by giving sadaqah, also Allah's rahmat. Problems that have come to us by sadaqah, they are removed. Problems that are coming down, they are blocked. Sadaqah will guarantee you a good death. Sadaqah will remove a bad death from you. So all these things are great, great things. So we have to see, and which we know generally, but see those amal at those times by which Allah. So salawat ala nabi is one great, great thing by which every day Allahu Akbar. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who recites 10 times durood in the morning, 10 times in the evening on the day of Qiyamah, and we all have heard and we have got some idea of what the day of Qiyamah will be like.
like that. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ يَوْمَ تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. Eyeballs will turn upside down. People يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. The day of Qiyamah, that you will think people are drunk, but they won't be drunk. They will, the day of Qiyamah. So on that day, the person who read just 10 times durood, which just takes about 10 seconds if you read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 times at night, then on that day, the intercession, the sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will definitely help you. A person who is a drowning person, even if he gets a straw, he wants to try and cling onto that straw. By reading that 10 durood, it won't be a straw. It will be the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What doubt can there be in the najat, in the salvation of that person then? So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another thing which was mentioned, just briefly, sunnah. Make effort to bring sunnah. Allah loves the sunnah. And wherever sunnahs are, Allah's help, Allah's great love is with that person. Allah's help is with that person. Third thing which was also discussed about namaz. Let make dua that Allah make us namazis. That what is called a namazi, that Allah make us that. And fourthly, duas and isali sawab for our parents. Also, mashallah, very good bayans were given about the rights of the parents. At least make dua for our parents. Make isali sawab for them regularly. And actually, we should be doing all that just for the pleasure of Allah. But together with that, we will benefit. How much we will have good suluk, our treatment of our parents will be good, so much Allah will make our dunya good for us. Every aspect of our dunya. And even if our parents have passed away, such a complete deen Allah has given, that even you were bad to your parents, you mistreated them, ill-treated them, and they passed away, still the doors are open. You just keep on making duas. If you can, go to their qabr regularly, Friday preferably, and make dua. Allah will still write you as an obedient son. By sadaqah, the problems that have come, Allah will remove them. And also very important with that, our spiritual parents, our asatiza, our ustaz, and our mashayikh, and all those people through whom deen has come to us. Make regularly dua for them. When we read, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, has said that duas after reciting or recitation of Quran Sharif are readily accepted, not only on the khatam, not only on Hifz khatam, not only when Bukhari Sharif is made khatam, but every time you're reading, your ma'mool is to read half a page a day. You read your half a page, now duas are accepted for you. Every person can and make duas to Allah Ta'ala. So when we make duas for our mashayikh and all of us have got it, that what the great ulama, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he sacrificed to establish the deen. The Sahaba-i Kiram, radiyallahu anhu, after Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left the dunya, whether it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr, radiyallahu anhu, whether it was Sayyidina Umar, radiyallahu anhu, all the Sahaba, what they sacrificed to establish deen. Then if we see the time of the Tabi'in, Tabi'i Tabi'in, the time of the Fuqaha, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah. These people, they served jail sentences for the sake of deen. What they went through. Their janazas came out from the jail. Just for the sake of deen. Imam Sarakhsi, rahmatullah alayh, jail for how many years? He's put in a well. And everything, his food is sent down there, and his toilet is done there, and for what weather conditions come. For how many years he's down there? What sacrifices all the ulama gave, and we can't make one dua for them. And if we make dua again, it is for our deen will open up. Today, many of us, we got this, that I'm not enjoying my deen, my iman is gone right rock bottom, I'm not enjoying my namaz, I don't feel like making namaz, I'm not enjoying in my duas. Make dua for these people. That is one way by which Allah Ta'ala will open up our deen, and we'll have that enthusiasm and passion for deen. And whoever gets that, he knows what enjoyment he has got. And this enjoyment also, many of us, we can't understand it, that in deen there can be enjoyment. We know in a soccer match there can be enjoyment.
in some cricket match there can be enjoyment. We can be there, we can be shouting and booing and acting like hooligans. There is enjoyment for that in us. But in namaz there is enjoyment. In tahajjud there is enjoyment that we can't even understand. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh gave such a beautiful example. There is a famous beach of Bombay, Chowpatty. And there people go for their outings, etc. And there usually they sell chevro. And chevro also, we all understand hopefully what is chevro, mixture of peanuts and cornflakes and all the different things. And there are different types, some are very mild, some are made nice and strong, some have got some nice masala, nice and strong. So there they sell a certain type, which is very strong also. A person buys a packet and he starts eating and it's so nice and strong that tears come out from his eyes. His nose starts leaking and it seems that from his ears also tears, water is coming out. The onlookers say this person is suffering and he's eating that whole packet of the chevro. But when he's finished, he goes and buys another one. He asks him, what's wrong with you? This one you ate and you suffered so much and you went buy, not somebody's forcing you, you went buy another one. He says, you don't know what enjoyment I'm getting. Just like that, if we knew the enjoyment of ibadah, which these people know, then for them to stay awake the whole night, for us to see film after film, filth and dirt, sewage we are consuming, blood and filth and dirt, and stinking things we are consuming, and we get enjoyment in them. Allahu Akbar, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive us all. Our condition, we see a woman, a haram woman, and then we get released. Whereas it comes in the hadith, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْظُورُ إِلَيْهِ, that the person who is looking, Allah's lanat, Allah's curses, Allah's fire is upon that person, Allah's anger and wrath is on that person, he's enjoying, he's releasing. How not aren't we gone off the mark? Where are we gone? That person is, what has gone wrong with me? What has gone wrong with us? That I can look at that video, I can look at that filth and I can get enjoyment in which Allah's curses are coming down. That you are deprived of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us this tawfiq that when we will make dua for our buzurgani deen, our ulama, Allah will give us enjoyment in our deen. So anyway, when a person passes away, in one of three registers our names are entered. One is of the kafir, non-believer. Allah protect us all. Inshallah. But today is a frightening day. But we don't want to go in that direction. The environment and the things which are happening, Allah protect us, protect our children, our progeny, and Allah's qudrat is very, very great. Where many times it has come in the ummah that what conditions came. Just while we are on that point, not very long ago, a person emailed, he sent a letter. And he said that in that letter, I wrote to a very famous organization and they haven't replied to me. And he says that in the time when the Muslims were ruling in Baghdad, the Muslim era, and in Spain when the Muslims were ruling, then he sent clips also. I didn't open the clips, I didn't go through, but he just told me what the clips are. That they were at the height of music, they were at the height of all games they used to play, chess. All the games, etc., all the entertainment, and he said the cuisine that went to Europe, went from Spain, what food they used to eat, how they should indulge. He said, haven't we now brought Islam on black and white? That very dry Islam. This is haram, that is haram, this is not desirable, that you shouldn't do. He says, at the height of this, empire, when Muslims were in Baghdad, when Muslims were in Spain, all these things were there. And it was a common thing and everyone indulged in it. So he says, what is wrong? Why today have we chosen? And so to say, this Maulvi type of Islam, that this is also haram, that is also haram, this is not right, that is also not right, all this type of thing. So I didn't have an answer, it didn't click in mind, it happened. But alhamdulillah, Allah made it easy after a few days. Then I realized and I replied to him. I told him what happened in Baghdad. When the Muslims, when all these things were introduced, when the Tatars invaded Baghdad, what was the result on account of these things? This was not the rise of the Muslims, this was the fall of the Muslims. And Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and other ulama also all have written that when in Baghdad, there were merchants came of the Tatars to sell their wares. and the king or some senior person, they forced him to give a very low price. He said, but I can't give that. You usually negotiate, it's quite understood. But a very low price, and he forced him, and he killed him. And he took that goods like that. When that businessman died, and the people came to know, so they sent an envoy. And usually an envoy which comes like that, to that our people, you kill them, how could they kill them also? Then one person of the Tatars, he stood on the top of the mountain for 3 days on one leg, and the other leg, and he made dua to the Allah of the Muslims. He says, we know you are just Allah. And we, what has happened to us? Please, for 3 days he begged Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah, he was inspired, he heard a voice that go and attack. And the Tatars at that time were like a nothing. They had no power whatsoever. And the Muslim empire, the Muslim army, how strong and powerful they were. So Allah, the voice came, you go and power, attack, our help is with you. And when they went and attacked to this extent, that a lady of the Tatars, she would find a Muslim soldier, and she would tell him, I'm going to kill you, but I haven't got my sword, I'm going to go and fetch my sword. He didn't have the courage to move 1 millimeter from that place. So when on account of sin, when disconditions come, in Spain, the highest position the Muslims reached in the world was in Spain, in Dini things also. What great, great ulama were produced there. What great kitabs, tafsir al-Qurtubi, and many other, what great, great ulama were produced there, mashayikh were produced there. In one kitab that I read, the whole book, about perhaps 150 pages, 200 just the names of the great pious people of that. Not all that, more details. So great people they were there. But when Muslims fell into all these things, the time came when they were just like a lawn mower. You just mow the lawn. You just cut the weeds, and you Muslims were uprooted. And the greatest height Muslims reached was in Spain. The greatest fall till today in the history of Islam, Muslims had, was in Spain also. So it was all these sins that brought this. So sins are our worst enemies, if we can understand that we have to avoid them at every cost. And also those sins that we have taken as common amongst us. For example, hijab between man and woman. This is such a thing that we feel that for non-Muslims, for example, you give them da'wah, you speak to them, you mix with them, you have to mix with the non-Muslim woman also, you speak to them. But just one or two incidents which come to mind. In America, one person who was Allah Ta'ala gave him his tazkiyah, islah, pure he was in a lift. And a woman, American woman, dolled up completely, and her dressing such that very difficult to save your eyes from her. But he was made. He kept his eyes completely. She was becoming worried, couldn't understand, became angry and upset. The world admires me. The world passes a remark and tells me you are good. And even if we will think, let me give a da'wah of Islam, let me speak to her about modesty, but he just kept his eyes down. When either one of them had to leave the lift, then she asked him, you didn't look at me also angrily, etc. So he explained the command of Allah Ta'ala. She asked for his phone number. He gave his wife's phone number. And when she phoned and she spoke that your husband was like this, she accepted Islam. Today we are looking at things at the wrong end. We feel if we will compromise, little bit we give in here, little bit we give in here. We don't understand Islam and Sunnah have got such an attraction towards truth that even non-Muslims are pulled toward this. When the Muslims when they migrated to Abyssinia, and there also, when the king, when the Quraysh went there and tried and painted a very ugly picture of the Muslims, that they are bad people, they are very horrible people, etc. And he gave gifts to all the people who are close to the king, and then to the king also. The king summoned them to ask, and then when they made Mashura, that Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made the spokesman, and they decided that we will just say no compromise. Whatever our deen is, that is what we are going to say. And they said it. They say, Ka in ma ka. Whatever he wants to happen can happen. But we are just going to... The king ruled in their favor. Those people tried again the next day. Even worse things they said about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam.
Again they said, we will say what Allah Ta'ala says about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they said it, the king said, this is exactly, he cried, and he said, this is exactly what Isa alayhi salam also said about himself. All this additions and that was our people. So like that, if we also realize, may Allah Ta'ala bring this into us. So anyway, our namaz is our solution. And together with our namaz, we explained about tazkiyah and many talks of various aspects of tazkiyah. Purification of the soul, purification of the nafs, all this, when that takes place, when the heart becomes pure and clean, this glass or any glass, if there is, it is dirty outside, not even dirt we usually say, we are eating food, and now you hold the glass with your hands, the marks of the food on the glass, on the outside. You yourself, today we have reached, so to say, that levels of hygiene that I can't drink in that glass again. Forget the wife drinking. Today brother won't drink from the sister's glass. Wife won't drink from the husband's glass. And all this is in fact a source of the rahmat of Allah. When we will share, when we eat together and we share, it will create love between us. It will bring shifa within us. The leftovers of a mu'min, and where a mu'min eats, it will bring shifa, cure. We are prepared to spend by the millions literally in the hospital, but we won't be prepared to act on the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we, it will make love in there. And when love will come between husband and wife, there is a common ruling which all of us must be aware of, that if visitors come male and they drank or they ate and the leftovers, don't give it to the woman folk to eat. There is no connection. They didn't see those men didn't, but there is a connection. It can create love between them. And you can face problems. But if we will eat, husband and wife eat in one plate, the whole family eats in one plate, we usually also say that there was a time when 10 people ate from one utensil. And that was a time of love, of muhabbat. Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, says, when salam was common in the Muslims, there was peace and love and happiness and tranquility in the ummah. Today there is no salam. And what is happening right in my life? Not only in my home, in my life, in my home, in my town, everywhere there is, what news we get today? What news the husband comes in when he comes in the house? What news the wife gives the husband when the husband has returned? Only bad news. Salam is gone out. The sunnats are gone out. So today one person needs 10 utensils. Just count, for example, just when we sit for breakfast, see how many utensils we use. So the glass, if it is just they got that mass of food on the outside, we don't want to give it to anyone. And if we won't want to put water in there also, I give it to somebody, he'll feel offended. And I will feel also bad, another glass must come. So the glass which is dirty inside, our hearts are dirty. And our hearts are not dirty with some other thing, but what filth and dirt is in our heart. How do we expect Allah, who is pure, to come into that heart? So what is tazkiyah? Just purifying that heart. And once the heart is pure and clean, Allah automatically comes into that heart. You don't even have to invite Allah Ta'ala. And in which heart Allah is, everything is in that heart. So that is a very important thing. Also, one very important aspect is that we have heard, we make dua, we have all got our needs. How many of us are, think for ourselves seriously, we all have got our needs, but do we really make dua? For many of us, if there isn't namaz in our lives, there isn't even the casual dua after namaz. It's just that casual dua. That is also not in our lives. Do we take out a minute, half a minute, 2 or 5 minutes to make dua? No, it's not in. Oh, my needs are being fulfilled. I don't need to ask. Allah has been kind. He fulfills. He gives me my food. He gives me my rosy. I've got good health. My children are there. Everything is going. I don't have to make dua. I don't make dua also. And then if some need does come,
then perhaps still no dua, but we will think of that need. A financial problem, we go to a financial advisor, we go to a lawyer, we go to a doctor, we go to a counselor, whoever else we go to. And still it doesn't come right, then perhaps we go to an amil, and today's time Allah protect us, then we are going to some wrong amils also, to some gomas also. Our people, our women folk, from respectable families, the reports that we get, I hope it's wrong reports that we are getting. They are going to all the sangomas and all the wrong places. We will do that, but dua, seldom we resort to. And if we do make dua also, it is still for our need, which is 100% we are commanded, ma'amur bihi. You need, have a need, you ask Allah Ta'ala. But really, if we think that when have we come to that stage, that Allah brings us to that stage also, that we don't ask for us, that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We are slaves and we are here just to please Allah. One friend of ours, Allah give him jazaa khair, that when we make namaz also, that for example we read those ayats in our namaz, we just please Allah. Not in those ayats which are for us, which are for our benefit. Duas we make just to please Allah. We are here and a person who pleases Allah. Finally, what our islah, our desire for guna goes away, our desire for good comes, then we have to reach that stage that we become the true diehards of Allah. And we just want to serve and please Allah. At that time, see, this dunya's life, so to say, literally becomes jannat already. When we just want to please Allah, Allah pleases you. And when Allah pleases you, what more do you want? Everything is in there when Allah pleases you. So we make dua, no problem. And we make namaz also. We make salatul hajj. We are ma'mur. We'll get reward for it. We are commanded. But if we can make, if who of us, Allah give us tawfiq, we make salatul hajj, that koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی میرا دن دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھے اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات سے بس میں ان کی رضا مانگتا ہوں. That we just want the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Not that I must be happy, my needs must be satisfied, my family must be alright, my town must be alright, but Allah must be happy. Do Allah bring us to that stage also. So this is what we have to go through. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that a person, either Allah save us from the register of the kuffar. The other register is of those people who made the tazkiyah, as Maulana Jafar, all the bayans were explained, this person goes, that he will go directly to Jannah. At the time of mort, he will be addressed as, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. May Allah grant it to us. We have to ask, though we should feel ashamed to ask, where are we and where is that maqam? But Allah is kareem. And Kareem is that being who shows kindness to those who are not worthy of it. Kareem is that being, to give an example which our Shaykh gave, you get five workers, laborers to work for you. They work. Now at the end of the day, you're paying them all 200, 500 rand, whatever you had agreed with. Then a sixth person comes who you didn't appoint. He's also standing in the line. And in fact, he was there, he was talking to them and not letting them work. He was messages on the cell phone he was giving them. And you know it also. He says, boss, I'm also here. You say, oh, so you also take. Will anyone in the world do it? That is Allah Rabbul Izzat. That even that person, Allah is that being, that when inheritance is distributed, وَإِذَا حَذَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And those people who don't deserve also, they haven't got a share, Allah says, give them also a little bit. That is Allah Ta'ala. So how kind is not Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? So Allah is that being that we turn to Him. So Allah, that is one register that you go direct to Jannah. And the other register is of those people who committed sins and they die. That they have to go via Jahannam to Allah Ta'ala. And this is a very serious thing. In the riwayat it comes,
there will be those people who will be just dipped into the fire of Jahannam and taken out. Those who will stay for long, long period, a whole lot of intercession will take place. Can today in this world, you just boil water in your jug, electric jug, and the steam just touches you. Just the steam, that little bit, we can't take that also. And not on your delicate part of the body, but just on your finger. Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah explained, the fire of Jahannam is such that it will go straight away for the face, which is the most delicate part. The first place it will attack is will be on the face, and skins will be changed again, but we don't want to go much into that line. That is what will be the condition. So that is one register in one in which one's name can also go. So we have to, Allah gave us the short wise. And our life in this dunya, which we will death, not in akhirat, in this world, when a person reaches old age, he realizes time has just flown. But our students now, every day this happened. This child, the student came, he was first year, he was in HIFS class. 10 years he spent here. Next, you see, I even ask him, you skipped some years or what? How the time goes, and he's already now, he's in Dora Hadith. He's already, but you just came, still looks like you came just last year. You just came now, and you're already in Dora. It was this. And at the age, when a person reaches old age, and he just thinks of his life, he realizes it just flew past. So this time that is flying, let us not be in ghaflat. That we still got our breath, we are still living. And Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah wide open. And Allah is that great, merciful being that Allah Ta'ala, you just make Tawbah and Allah accepts Tawbah. And Allah forgives the sins of a person. Allah loves to forgive. Allah is innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. That, oh Allah, you love to forgive. Let us make Tawbah. Let us turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In the hadith it comes, ar-rahimun, those who show mercy to other people. Whatever type of mercy, and the greatest mercy we can show to a person, our family people, our town people, is that we bring them onto deen. We make effort that they come onto deen. That is the great. Otherwise, whatever, Ar-Rahimun Yarhamuhumur Rahman. Allah will show mercy to us. Show mercy. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, everything that has got life in it, you show mercy. Even an ant. If you're making wudu and there's an ant and you move from there, that will go very well recorded in your record of deeds. You could have trampled that ant, you didn't. You just took the trouble of moving your leg a little bit. We know Sulaiman alayhi salam, when the ants came, when they were there and he came with his army, the ant said that Sulaiman alayhi salam's army is coming. On that, what Allah Ta'ala won't give. So those who show mercy, Ar-Rahimun Yarhamuhum Ar-Rahman. Allah will irhamu man fil ard, yarhamakum man fis sama. Allah will show mercy towards you. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained about the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nobody will enter Jannah without the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, not even you, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also said, not even me. In Allah's Nabi, guaranteed Jannah, no doubt whatsoever, but not even me. So the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we all have to beg and never ever lose hope. Whatever we have listened to, we know we are faulty, terribly faulty, but never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's mercy, as we heard, that person who killed 100 people, Allah made the earth shrink for that person, and that he goes to Jannah. We know of that lady who used to sell herself, but she just gave water to that dog, Allah Ta'ala, and innumerable other instances, how many? So never ever lose. But at the same time, don't become complacent. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, so I can do as I want to. I can commit sins recklessly. Allah will forgive you if you turn, but if you don't get tawfiq, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, one person in Karachi who studied overseas, lot of degrees he had. He had advanced very greatly. At the time of his death, they told him, make tawbah. He said, I'm a learned person. I've got this degree. I've excelled in this. I've got this doctorate. I've got that doctorate. I know so many words. But that word you sing, that word tawbah, that word doesn't want to come on my tongue. So at the time of Maut, and how many people are deprived of Kalimah, so we don't know. So while the chance is there, make our Tawbah. Cleanse our position with Allah. And we all know what the conditions of Tawbah and Istighfar are. To refresh them, ask the ulama. They are everywhere, ulama, our friends today. Ask them that what are the conditions that my Tawbah can be done properly and completely. So make our Tawbah, we'll find Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful, and Allah will enter us into His mercy. So while we are here, one other very important point, that together with this all, this our Islahi Majalis, as Qari Sahib Damat Barakatum also explained, that these majalis, alhamdulillah, it brings to our mind at least that there is something like Islah also. Otherwise it's not in our mind. At one time in our country, speaking for us in our country, we didn't know what is Tabligh Jamaat also. When it started, there was a lot of criticism from ulama, from good people. But today, alhamdulillah, by and large, Tabligh Jamaat is accepted, and the fruits and the results are there in front of us. Makatib, alhamdulillah, from the start, we can say Makatib were present in our country. Darul Ulooms just have come from about the 70s, 80s. Darul Ulooms came in our country. Otherwise, there were no Darul Ulooms also. The word of Islah and Tazkiyah, when Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, came in the 80s in Stanger, then it had started. But before that, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came, Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, but that was just generally Islahi talks, beneficial talks, not really of Islah of a person. And then now, alhamdulillah, the Darul Ulooms also are there, but the work of Tazkiyah, when all our other Mashayikh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, and how Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib openly discussed Tazkiyah, Haji Farooq Sahib, many, many other ulama also. Now this is becoming alive. But still we are far from what this Tazkiyah is all about. And briefly still, just if we can understand that we have to build that ability, that we stay and we have an abhorrence, a hatred for sin. Even if we fall in sin, like we will still, sometimes even a person, a baby messes its clothes also, as grown-ups also, sometimes our clothes get messed. We hate it, nobody likes it, but we clean it. So it is possible that we will hate sin, but we do get involved. Come out of it, make tawbah of it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazamullah Khair had explained so beautifully that a person we call is Ba Wuzu. There are many people who stay with wudu all the time. But doesn't mean that they've become farishtas, that they don't go to toilet, they don't sleep. They do go to wuzu break. But what happens after the wuzu breaks? They make wuzu again. So they are still called, they qualify to be called Ba Wuzu 24 hours. As soon as you fell asleep, even 1 minute, your wuzu is broken. Now when you wake up again, now you sleep again, whole night you sleep without wuzu, but you'll be called a person who stays with wuzu. In the morning you get up, you make wuzu again. So like that is our taqwa also. It will break. We are human beings. No matter who we are, there are those people who for 40 years, for example, they kept a stone in the mouth so that they don't speak anything. Only eating time they would take out the stone. Necessary time to talk, they will take out that stone. But otherwise that stone in the mouth, that they don't talk. A famous instance of husband and wife fighting always. And what is, so the wife went to an amil, a mali sahib, and said, this is our problem. Every day when the husband comes home, we are having fights. So he comes home, the food is not ready, house is not clean, she has a problem. I told you to buy bread, I told you to buy milk, you didn't buy. So they're fighting all the time. So he told her, no problem, I'll give you a ta'weez. But when your husband comes, you must just put it in your mouth. And then you must not let the ta'weez come out of your mouth. Then the effect will go away. So when the ta'weez was in her mouth, husband came, so she can't tell him, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. She kept quiet, he kept quiet. No fight. After 2 weeks, she took a cake for the army staff. That you solved our problem. What was this ta'weez? He said, blank paper. All it was that you must keep it so that you don't talk. Our talking, we know what problems we have. How people have explained all this, we don't have to explain. Homes have broken up, friendships, partnerships, what and what, just because of this tongue. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said when he spoke about the tongue, people were surprised. The tongue will take you to Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, isn't it just this tongue that will make people fall into fire of Jahannam, right to the bottom of Jahannam? So this tongue, so all this we have to try and correct it. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us tawfiq of all this, that we correct our lives completely, inshallah. Yeah, one more thing that we have to explain, that we listen, I myself, all of us, I'm talking about it also. And really from experience, that you talk about a thing for years and years, but it's not coming in your life. And you're not even conscious that it's not in my life. Afterwards you come to realize, this is what is called ghaflat, unmindfulness. And this is so common with us, this ghaflat, even in our dunya's life. And deen's life, the nuksan, the harm is also much more greater, and it's much more in our deen also. A person is happy that I'm a namazi, but that ghaflat is in front, shaitan puts it. And you don't realize I'm not a namazi. I go when I feel like, I do make my namaz as I want to, anything else also, anything. I'm a person that I've got lot of patience. I don't lose my patience. I don't become angry. It's also ghaflat. But you yourself, you don't realize, you don't know. And a person, the onlooker, he knows exactly how much you are in ghaflat. One time in the UK, they explained to us when we were there, a person was going through the traffic lights. It was green and he passed, but the camera flashed on him. So he said, the camera is faulty. So he came again to prove to them a point. Second time again he went through the green light, camera for a third time also. But so sophisticated their cameras, when he went to court and to prove them that your cameras are faulty, that I went through the green light and I got witnesses also for that. For the whole issue, the camera was flashing not for going through the red light, but because you didn't have your seat belt on. So many times we think, I'm alright, I'm in tahajjud, I'm making namaz and all that. I don't realize my trouser is below my ankles. I don't realize the dirt which is in my heart. I don't realize my wuzu wasn't properly. And I'm happy, I'm in Arafat, my hands are stretched out. And I'm making du'as. And all I want, somebody to take my photo at that time. So at Roza Mubarak, so where does ghaflat comes in? Unmindfulness. We don't realize I'm quite happy that me, there's nobody like me. I'm very pious. I'm very good. But by Allah, and in the eyes of the people, in fact, what your value is. But you are thinking you are somebody. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and remove all our wrongs and guide us and let this Islah come alive in us. Let us go from here with this which has been said, that Islah is farz-e-ain. It is farz on every individual. This is also ghaflat. We will go from here, we'll get up. But who of us really will have that consciousness that I have to make my Islah? Who of us will? Me, myself. How much am I going to do more? Now the jalsa is finished. Alhamdulillah, shukr. That also Allah's ihsan that we can make shukr. Everything went well, hopefully, and it has been accepted by Allah, that only Allah knows. So we go and sleep nicely now, very tired, we worked a lot. Now we're going to go and have a good sleep. Oh, lot of ghaflat also. Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness, make our islah, inshallah.